First item of old business is change of zone number 1928, Plantation Partners LLC.
I wanted to ask, does anybody on the commission have any reservations about this? Because there's not other commercially zoned property around this. And I believe they could do this under conditional use. Does anybody have any thoughts either way?
I'm all right with the C2 where it is, with that.
I mean, they were looking for B2, and they just had to go with C2 because it's bigger. It's the same stuff. It's just bigger than C2. So, but I didn't, want to be like, oh, did I start the dominoes?
I guess for the record also, Mr. Chair, I need to say that since I was not here at the last meeting, I did review all of the information, listen to the audio, so I am prepared to participate.
You are qualified to vote. Okay,
all right.
Thank you.
I just wanted to check before I made a motion. All right, then. All right, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change in zone number 1928 for Plantation Partners LLC for change in zone from AR1 agricultural residential zoning to C2 medium commercial zoning based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant originally sought B2 zoning of this property, but it was determined that the property did not meet the size requirements for B2 zoning. As a result, that application was withdrawn and this application for C2 zoning was submitted. Two, C2 medium commercial zoning is designed to support retail sales and the performance of consumer services. It is intended to be located near arterial and collector roads. Plantation Road and nearby Route 24 are both designated as major collector roads by DLDOT. This is an appropriate location for C2 zoning. Three, this property is in an area where a variety of other uses exist, including uses that are similar to what is permitted in the C2 district. These uses include a future assisted living facility, the Plantation Park Office Park, a church, Plantation Square, and the Sussex County Paramedic Station. The property is also near the new BB Medical Center campus that is under construction. All of these uses support the type of services that are available in the C2 district. Four, the use will not have an adverse impact on properties in the area. Five, this property is in the coastal area according to Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. C2 zoning is appropriate in this area according to the plan. Six, public sewer and water are available to this property. Seven, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. Eight, no parties appeared in opposition to the rezoning application. And nine, any future use of the property will be subject to site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That's it. A motion.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1928, Plantation Partners LLC, for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. The next item is conditional use number 2228, ML Joseph Ayers Farm Account LLC.
All right, on this one, I have a question for the commissioners in that I'm prepared to make a motion to recommend approval of this. There's one condition in there, though, that I asked for, which would be some kind of quiet hours. And I was just wondering which just means that if there's like a concert going on, that other people would know that, okay, well, at least at 10 o'clock, that's going to be over. So, or whatever time. So I was thinking 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. Is that a reasonable time frame?
I would think so.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Yep. Anything? Okay. All right. Then, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend an approval of conditional use number 2228 for ML Joseph Ayers Farm Account LLC for a campground based upon the record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the subject property was once the Georgetown Raceway used for harness horse racing, training, and boarding. It has historically been used for commercial purposes. Two, this conditional use is for the creation of a 350-site campground resort to provide lodging opportunities for tourists to Sussex County, and particularly to those visitors playing sports at the beach and the Sand Hill Sports Complex. These facilities are located across the street from this site, and both of them support the conditional use. Three, the use is consistent with other existing uses in the area, including the two sports complexes and other commercial and business uses. The zoning of the area includes AR1 and C1 within Sussex County and HC Highway Commercial and UR3 Neighborhood Residential within the town of Georgetown. Four, under the current county comprehensive plan, the site is located in the developing area, which is recognized as a development or growth area on the future land use map. Five, the town of Georgetown's future land use map designates this area as being commercial. Six, the development is consistent with the purposes and goals of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan update since it, one, promotes economic development, two, promotes tourism, and three, is consistent with the character of the zoning and development in the area. Seven, the site has direct access to Route 9 and Sand Hill Road. Route 9 is classified by DLDOT as a principal arterial. The intersection to these two roads is currently undergoing extensive improvements, and access to the campground will occur via an upgraded signalized intersection. Eight, the proposed conditional use will not adversely affect the congestion of roads or streets as confirmed by DLDOT. In accordance with the MOU between Sussex County and DLDOT, the campground would only have a minor impact on area roadways. Nine, there will be no negative impact on schools or other similar public facilities since the development will operate seasonally. 10, the town of Georgetown will provide water and sewer service to the campground. 11, the proposed campground complies with requirements of Section 115-172H of the Sussex County Zoning Code for the approval, design, and operation of campgrounds. 12, the proposed use is beneficial and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County and its residents since it will provide tourism and related services, economic growth in a designated development area, full and part-time employment opportunities, and significant economic benefits to area businesses. 13, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 304 camping and RV sites and no more than 46 cabins within the campground. B, all entrance and roadway improvements and any other DLDOT requirements shall be completed as required by DLDOT. C, the campground shall be connected to the town of Georgetown's central sewer system. D, the campground shall be connected to the town of Georgetown's water system for domestic use and fire protection. E, stormwater management and sediment and erosion control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements and maintained using best management practices. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District. F, the development shall be surrounded by a 50-foot landscape buffer. G, the entire facility may open no earlier than March 1st of each year and shall close no later than November 30th of each year. H, the campground shall remain vacant and no campers or RVs shall be stored on the campsite during the period that the campground is closed. This prohibition shall not include designated storage areas shown on the final site plan or the cabins, which may remain unoccupied in their respective locations. I, there shall be no accessory buildings located on individual campsites. J, campground restrictions shall be submitted as part of the site review. These shall include quiet hours between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. each day. K, all units to be used for the purpose of human habitation on campsites shall be tents, travel trailers, recreation vehicles, and equipment manufactured specifically for camping purposes. L, the developer shall plan the entrance design to accommodate a DART bus stop and turnabout in consultation and cooperation with DART. M, one sign not exceeding 32 square feet per side with lighting shall be permitted at the entrance to Route 9 and Sand Hill Road. The lighting for the signs shall not shine on any neighboring properties or roadways. N, all lighting shall be downward screened so it does not shine on neighboring communities or roadways. O, any wetlands in the site shall be clearly marked to avoid disturbance. The location and type of these markers shall be shown on the final site plan. P, the applicant shall identify all dwellings in the vicinity of the property that require a 400-foot buffer pursuant to Section 115-172H3 of the Sussex County Code. All campsites and cabins shall be a minimum of 400 feet from any dwelling that exists at the time of final site approval. Q, all campsites must be 2,000 square feet in size and at least 40 feet wide. R, no cabin or campsite shall have direct access to any road outside of the boundaries of the campground. Access to the campground shall be gated and restricted so that the only access shall be from the established entrance points. S, there shall be no sales of campsites or camping units, including park models, RVs, travel trailers, or cabins. T, the campground shall comply with all the requirements of Section 115-172H. U, Final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
A second.
Do you want to read that again?
Yeah, let's do that.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2228 ML Joseph Erich Farm Account LLC for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you.